CBS News has become the news again. The network has forced out four senior journalists because of a story on President Bush's service in the National Guard. Questions about the network's evidence quickly became more prominent than the story itself. The network's own investigation of that episode was led by former Attorney General Dick Thornburgh and former Associated Press CEO Louis Bucardi. They've now put out a report, and they found that CBS repeatedly violated its own standards. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
The report released yesterday gives a detailed look at how the story came to be broadcast on that edition of 60 Minutes Wednesday. The Viacom co-president who oversees CBS, Leslie Moonves, says the report will trigger introspection.
It absolutely gives us an opportunity and grants us the opportunity to re-examine the entire system.
In early September, Dan Rather, the network's anchor and the story's correspondent, had just finished covering the Republican National Convention and a hurricane. He did a few interviews for the Bush story, but Thornburgh and Bucardi found that, quote, Rather does not appear to have participated in any of the vetting sessions or to have even seen the segment before it aired. Rather's producer, Mary Mapes, helped to break the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. This time around, she secured documents that seemed to show Lieutenant Bush received preferential treatment while he was in the National Guard. But the report says Mapes dismissed doubts about the authenticity of the memos, even from consultants she had hired to review them. Later, CBS was forced to disavow the memos. CBS Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer, who was not involved in producing the story, says it was too tempting to pass up.
These reporters and producers involved in this thought they had what might turn out to be the biggest story of the campaign. And they believed that they were in a competitive race to get this on the air. And I think that's where things went wrong.
Rather announced back in November that he would step down as anchor in March, ahead of the report. Yesterday, Mapes was fired. Three others were forced to resign. Thornburgh and Bucardi found no political bias, but they say there's plenty of blame to go around.
Indeed, the vetting process altogether was really deficient in that a lot of the tough questions weren't asked and there wasn't a follow-up.
The day before the story was broadcast, CBS News President Andrew Hayward asked executives to push Mapes on her reporting. She easily brushed aside their questions, the report says. After the story's broadcast, when the memos were immediately challenged, the network publicly reacted very much like a corporate wrongdoer, the kind that 60 Minutes delights in exposing. CBS maligned its critics, and it gave out untrue information, such as the claim that four experts had fully validated documents central to the story. None had. Bill Kovich, a former editor at the New York Times, last year investigated a scandal involving a reporter who plagiarized and fabricated stories at USA Today. He condemned CBS News for releasing the false statements.
I mean, it's just out-and-out fraud. What else would you call it?
CBS's Bob Schieffer says the network was right to force out those involved, but he says the picture that emerges from the report is tough to absorb.
This was like a kick in the stomach.
Bill Kovich says he's not convinced the National Guard story is an isolated case at CBS.
We're dealing with a cultural problem here, and a culture that in this report has not been, to my mind, adequately addressed.
In a written statement issued last night, Mapes says she's being made unfairly into a scapegoat, and she says executives such as News President Hayward decided when to broadcast the piece. He kept his job yesterday. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
You can read the investigative panel's complete report as well as CBS's response at our website, npr.org.